Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in.
Joining me today, Jen. I really appreciate it. And I'm really excited to learn more about you, yourself, and your journey in the industry, because I feel like we all come from similar backgrounds and walks of life. And I just love listening to I started here and now I'm here journey. I'm ready to dive in. So tell me all the goodness.
Yeah. So I found my way into the beauty space, being a client at Salon, well, actually not even a client of Salon Roots. Salon Roots didn't even exist yet. I was a client of one of the owners of Salon Roots before she owned Salon Roots, going back 25 years ago, right? And I owned a marketing company, my own marketing company at the time. And she had mentioned, hey, I think I'm ready to open my own space. And when I do, will you help me? And I was like, sure, right? Like, it was like a very random conversation. And over the years, like 2 or 3 years from there, we actually developed like a personal friendship that went on. Mm-hmm. And when it came time for her and her business partner to open Roots, she had said, hey, do you want to start bartering services? And I was like, oh yeah, like no problem. And I was working for some big manufacturing companies at the time. I had a lot of landscapers. I had a manufacturing company that did all the print work and cutting for Victoria's Secret. And she was like, you know, this is so cool. You know, let's just barter services. And at the time, they needed things like business cards. They needed a service menu. I mean, this goes back, you know, long time, right? Like way before social media. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you know, let's start trading services. And over the course of the year, I had said, hey, I want to know like anything and everything about the beauty space. I really like this. And they gave me a stack of magazines. One was Salon Today, one was Modern Salon, one was Allure, like basic industry prints, and one was Ohio Stylist. So I know you're not from Ohio, but there was a magazine that went out called Ohio Stylist. Okay. They gave them to me and they're like, here you go. Here's everything you need to know about the beauty industry. And I basically read them from cover to cover and was obsessed. And we were meeting at the time like once a month. And I brought in one of the Salon Today magazines that had an advertisement for the Salon Today 200. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to enter this. And they're like, no, get out of here. We're not ready. And they had been in business like 3 years at the time. And I was like, no, like I've been tracking the growth, you know, and all the things, right? And they're like, in the next 5 years. And I was like, no, we're entering. Well, we won. Okay. We were an honoree. And from that point forward, I was like all in. I was like completely like, this is what I want to do. And after 2 years from there, they hired me full time. Mm-hmm. And it became one of the first salons across the country that had full-time in-house marketing. And since then, my role within the company has grown from just doing the marketing to now I'm COO of both of their salons. So marketing is still obviously included. But now I encompass a much bigger role within the business. And 4 years ago, I became a coach with 124GO Salon and Spa Business Academy. So now I have the opportunity to touch even more people while still playing for what I call like my hometown team, which is Roots.
Man, that's an awesome story. How cool is that? Like, be able to take what you've done for so long and just pour it into a passion of yours and a passion that you really didn't really know you had. And now you discovered it, right?
That's love. It's so fun.
My gosh, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about 124GO and how did you get involved?
So this is actually a really fun story too. I had tried to, as I worked through my time with Roots, I really started to grow into a coaching role as COO.
Sure.
And I had been trying for like 7 years, like a little bit like what you said, like what's next, right? Like we're doing awesome. Like I'm basically at my ceiling here now at Roots. I'm not behind the chair. I never will be behind the chair. And for all intents and purposes, I don't want to own my own space. So here at Salon Roots and Salon Studios, I'm the furthest it's going to go for me. Right. So in conversations with, you know, friends and, you know, coworkers across the industry, I was like, what's next? And they're like, well, you could educate, you could coach. And I was like, I want to coach. Like, I want to do this. Right.
Yeah.
I had gone through two major brands education programs three different times over the course of 7 years because I would finish the program, they would change it. I would finish the program, they would change it. To be told on repetition, I'm so sorry, we thought you were behind the chair. Oh, I'm so sorry, we thought you did hair. Okay. And I had reached out to Stacey Sobel. I don't know if you know her. She's the editor-in-chief of Salon Today. And I was basically defeated. And she had given me some opportunities to be on stage at several of the data-driven events. I was on stage at Serious Business, did a lot of really cool stuff. And she said, if you are good, people will listen. Yeah. And I was like, well, it's been 7 years. It's been 7 years and nothing is changing. And she had given an opportunity for me to speak at Data Driven when it was in Chicago during COVID. Okay. It was like during that COVID year when it was like pushed back from the spring to a new date in September. And I had done a presentation about mobile solutions for salons. And after the presentation, these two gentlemen, like I literally walked off the stage and these two gentlemen like grabbed me and they were like, hey, can we talk in the hallway? And I was like, yeah, sure. And as we were walking, they were like, hey, we're wondering if you're a coach for anybody. And with the adrenaline kind of going, I kind of turned around and snapped my head. And I was like, I'm going to break your heart. I'm not behind the chair. I was like, so if you don't want to talk to me, I understand. I have a plane to catch. And they were like, we don't care. And I was like, oh. So that was Brian Perdue and John Palmieri. And they are the co-founders of One More Go. And then since that time, I went through a 1-year training process with them. All of our coaches do. And since that time, I've been a coach and consultant with 124Go as well. So we travel the country from coast to coast. We are helping salons, spas, barbershops with everything from leadership, culture, finance, marketing, you name it. And we're a little bit different of a coaching company. We coach to the salon spas set goals of their own. We don't provide a set solution because every business is completely unique, right? So we coach to your goals, not a set process.
I never really like dove into all of the nitty gritty of it, which is amazing.
Sure.
It's really unique. It's a unique concept because you're so right. There is not, it's not a cookie cutter, you know, one size fits all for everyone, especially looking at where you're at location wise.
Sure.
In any kind of.
Oh, the demographics are different. Sure. Your KPIs have to be different. The type of employee that you're employing is different, right? Yeah. So to sit here and say like, this works for a salon in Walla Walla, take it to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, probably not the same.
Sure.
Right? Probably a little bit different. So that's really our niche is that we coach to the salon's set personal goals, not our own made up metrics. And all the fun fact is all of the coaches within 124Go and the founders are all John Maxwell certified. So that's like a prerequisite in order to coach with us. So it's super cool.
I actually did see that. That's really cool. I love that. So that you've been talking to so many salon owners, technology. What are your thoughts and how has this really become an asset to our industry? Like, what have you been hearing and what have you been seeing?
I think the beauty space transforms with technology. First, the beauty industry transforms and evolves faster than the majority of the industries that are out there. We are literally ever changing, but we are so afraid and slow when it comes to technology. Hairdressers, you say switch softwares, they like clamp up and start to sweat. You have a new tool for them that will save them hours and hours and hours of time, headache. They break down, right? Technology is very feared in our industry. However, we, and especially at Salon Roots, we have embraced technology and everything that we could evolve with it, including Tippi, right?
Yeah.
That could enhance the guest experience and save time. Because in order for us to provide optimal experience, we have to be able to be efficient. Absolutely. And 9 times out of 10, it's technology that gets us there, right? You know, with Tippi, you know, we are a fully mobile deskless salon. So I don't want cash exchanging if I could avoid it, right? Sure. I want this transaction to be seamless with the service provider. And Tippi also removes the awkwardness of the guest being a deskless salon having to hand you a credit card machine while you're actually tipping them versus having a separate platform. You know, so we believe and want to be on the front end of all technology evolutions within our industry and anything, you know, apps, you know, you could shop online at salonroots.com. We've had a store for 11 years and having a store 4 years before COVID and then COVID hit. I think in one day I heard from 57 salons across the country that were like, you have a store, we need a store. And, you know, all of a sudden this became, it was the norm for us. Yeah. And it was something so out of the box to, you know, salons that sure. didn't have those means and weren't even thinking along those lines.
Absolutely. You said something, we're evolving all the time. Everything is evolving and so fast. And you're absolutely right. If you're not changing or going with the flow and consumers looking for, it gets a little weird. So when you did bring Tippy in, to the business, how did it go? What was it like? What were the feelings?
Sure. We brought Tippy in during the COVID shutdown mm-hmm. when we transitioned from, I don't know if you're familiar with softwares, but we were using Millennium Desktop at the time mm-hmm. and we were transitioning to Mevo. Okay. So same brand, but we were transitioning to their new platform. And we were transitioning to Mevo because we knew we were coming back from shutdown to be fully mobile.
Sure.
And we decided at that point to make every major decision that we wanted to make in our business, but were too afraid. The owner operators went from working 4 days behind the chair to two. We went from having full-time front desk and spending $58,000 a year in collective hourly and salary wages to eliminating that position, pouring that money back into the business and having mobile concierge while coming back deskless. And Tippy was part of that. Tippy was part of that process. The biggest win for us was not paying those credit card fees on money that wasn't ours. And anytime I coach a salon, that right there mm-hmm. pays for your Tippy for like 5 years. 1 year of credit card fees literally pays for like 5 years of utilizing Tippy. And my team found that they feel like they get higher gratuity because it's more of a one-to-one interaction. They get it directly. And it's, again, it removes that awkwardness for us. So any time that we could enhance the guest experience with a tool, I'm all in.
Absolutely. My coworker always says, remember back in the day when your client would come over, you're still in the middle of your next one. And they're
here, put this in your pocket, you know, or they're shoving it in your drawer and things like that. You're like, no, get out of here. You know,
I'd be like, okay, thank you.
Well, and we have the Tippy QR code actually on our website as well. So that the event that somebody messages and they're like, hey, my son forgot to leave a tip. We basically just send the link out, you know, so it's super intuitive.
It's so convenient, so easy. Things like that just really do make everything so much smoother. And the feedback from the stylists and the employees are like, my tips went up 22%, you know, it's like crazy.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I love that. So what, you know, you guys seem like you're constantly on the up and up and moving and making sure that you are bringing in all of the newest and latest. So what are your goals within the salon this year?
For us, we want to own the market with extensions. Mm-hmm. So we actually,
I love it.
Yeah, we want to own the Northeast Ohio or northern half of Ohio quadrant. We want to be the extension destination. Yes. So we built out a website this past spring, which now it's finally like kicking up steam and getting utilization, called iwanthairextensions.com.
Oh, I love it.
The point of having two coinciding, you know, we have salonroots.com, obviously, but the extension website targets strictly extensions and it links back to our brand and all the things, but it's a more defined breakdown of our service offerings with hair. It goes into why each method is what it is and who is a candidate for that. And heading into next year, that's going to continue to be our focus. When women are surveyed, over 78% of women recently surveyed, I might have been L'Oreal that did the survey, but don't quote me on that. Some big brand recently did a survey And then the highest requested question was hair loss. And extensions are obviously a remedy for that.
Yeah, sure. And a solution. So I think, wow, that is so unique. I never thought of a concept like that.
Mm-hmm.
Extensions are not going anywhere.
No. And even the brands of extensions and the methods and the certifications, those are evolving. You know, crowns have come a really, really long way from being just glued on the top of your head to, you know, sewn in methods. Yeah. And even the evolution with all of that is completely fascinating. So heading into 2025, that is 100% our focus.
That is so exciting. Wow, I can't wait to see it all. And I'm excited for you. Holy cow, that is awesome. What a great concept. Yeah, amazing. That's so cool. That's amazing. Strategies back into, I just want to jump right back into bringing in like Tippi and stuff. Was there a strategy that you had in mind when it was like ready to present it to the employees? You know, hey, this is the product we're bringing in. Or, you know, how do you go about doing that if someone's, you know?
So we try from a leadership perspective,
mm-hmm. yep.
anytime we are making a change,
mm-hmm.
we try to rip the Band-Aid off pretty quickly, meaning as leaders, sometimes we pour more salt into the wound than is necessary.
Sure.
Okay. Even when we were transitioning softwares, we told our leadership team, didn't tell a soul. We basically had a meeting during COVID and we said, everyone take out your phone, delete this icon. You're now going to download this icon. That eliminates 700 emails of fear. That eliminates 750 questions that aren't quite necessary until they even know what's happening. And with that, we said, meet your new friend, Tippi. Tippi is now here on the podium. That's how you're going to receive your gratuity. Too often, salon owners a lot of times don't make decisions quick enough because we're too afraid on what our team may think, whether you have 3 employees or you have 57 employees or you have 300 employees, we tend to be so gun shy, right? Because we don't want to upset anybody. Yeah. Well, most of the time, our team's anxiety is unwarranted, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You know, am I still going to get cash? Yes. If your guest has exact change, you're still getting the cash, right? We are just no longer taking cash out of the drawer. The other benefit to that was we would go through about $800 a week, right? Of having to go to the bank to get cash for the drawer, go to the bank, get cash for the drawer. That's gone. We have 24 employees. We maintain about $350 in the register every day. There's gone are the days of, can somebody run to the bank? We don't have any change. That is a huge headache. And then randomly it's Veterans Day and the bank's closed, right? And you're like, well, no one's getting, now we're handwriting tip amounts for tomorrow to pull it out, right? That's all gone. And our guests actually never even questioned, you know, there's the Tippi fee. In 5.5 years, going on 6 years of utilizing, Tippi must be 5.5 years. Yeah. We've never had a guest question that.
That's awesome.
Ever. Too often, again, we concern ourselves with problems that they aren't.
It didn't happen yet. The problem didn't happen yet. It's just
correct.
Something that could happen, may happen, you know, something like that. I get so caught up in what ifs,
mm-hmm.
and then we forget why we wanted to have it in the first place. I agree with you 1,000%. I think if you present it and you say why you're doing it, they believe in it. They trust you. They're there to work for you and with you.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're there with them and you're, you know, hey guys, we're bringing this in, this is why.
Yeah. Whether it's a tech change, you're changing color lines, you're installing a dress code, doesn't matter what the change is. It's how you share your perspective of it. Mm-hmm. And if you share your perspective from a place of, listen, I'm excited. You're going to benefit. This is what's in it for you. This is what's in it for the company. Now it's a different story, right? Like it's all in how you paint the picture in order for them to get the visualization that we're not doing this to harm them. we are doing this so that everybody benefits.
Absolutely. I don't want to stop talking to you, but last question, I promise.
Yeah.
The trends in the salon, you know, obviously change constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So from what do you feel is the biggest change and where do you see the industry going?
Yeah. From a service, non-tech, right? We're talking like just service in the industry.
Yep.
The lived-in looks have definitely rattled books.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is when I entered the industry 18 years ago, precision was the look, right? Precision haircuts, you know, very fine lines on the highlights. There wasn't root smudge. There wasn't the lived-in blonde looks. You know, there was no teasy lights. Everything was very precision-based. Mm. Those guests were coming 4, 5, 6, 8 weeks on the dot, right? Now, with the lived-in looks, guests are coming 10, 12. They went from coming 6 to 7 times a year to coming 2 to 3 times a year. And although that you coach to, you need a toner, you need a trim, you know, you need back bar treatments, all the things,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
What we have found is obviously you need 2 to 3 times as many guests. Mm-hmm. And I have team members that they want to specialize in blonding. Well, that's awesome. I want you to specialize in what you love too, right?
But
just know that if you don't ever want to do roots and bobs, then you need about 6 times as many guests as that 4-week root bob haircut. That root bob haircut will pay your bills.
Absolutely.
Your gravy is in the lived-in looks and some of the more, you know, technical, you know, balayages and things like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, I keep hearing precision haircuts are coming back. The precision look is coming back. It hasn't happened yet. And I don't know that it's going to right now. You know, if you look at fashion, if you look what's going on overseas, it's still very loose. It's still very relaxed. It's not, you know, fine lines and things like that. And I think it's because so many of us work from home, you know? So just the overall look, I think has changed, you know, and I think extensions will continue to be a thing, you know, for a long time.
I can't, honestly can't agree with you more. And you, for someone that you really just dove into this industry and you know it from the inside out.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to you.
Because I love that.
Literally, you speak the language. You talk
sure.
the walk.
Yeah, thank you.
It's so good. So I can't thank you enough for doing this with me. And
oh, you're so welcome.
I think we need to do it again.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Anytime. There's so much we can talk about.
Heck yeah.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't have imagined it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.